as to be able to recognize when those events happen. That sometimes, just as you, as we talked about earlier, sometimes people can't get in the motion of the trickster. They can't, you know, it doesn't, they think that because it doesn't fit what their plan was, and they had their plan all mapped out, they can't get rid of their plan in their head to follow the direction of this new energy.
Right. Very often that is what we do. We ignore the trickster, often at our peril, but we tend to ignore this character that pops up.
Deeply scalloped, flame-stitched halter top with padded push-up styling and easy side-zip tap pants. I wet my thumb and flip the page. Here, the one who happens to be reclining in a satin and lace Merry Widow with an insert lace-up front, decorated underwire cups and bodice with lace ruffles along the bottom and hook-and-eye closure in the back, is wearing a slightly contorted expression, her head thrust back, mouth partially open, a confusing mixture of pain and surprise, as if she had stepped on a tack just as I was breaking down her bedroom door with my shoulder.
Talked about on television is television, and you know,
opposite her, stretched out cat-like on a couch in the warm glow of a paneled library, is one who wears a distinctly challenging expression, her face tipped up, exposing her long neck, her perfectly flared nostrils. Go ahead, her expression tells me.
Listen.
And while the mayor had been fed by his community that a driver, a Hasidic driver, had run a red light, and the Hasidic ambulance refused to take care of the Cato kids and rather took care of their own. Nah! And it was false. And it was completely false. And it was said maliciously to get the riots, the resulting riots. And the people showed their anger. They set fires, upturned cars, looted, and I believe, in retaliation, murdered a Hasidic.
To ignore this character that pops up.
Performers on these lessons are staff and student members of the Broadcasting Division, Brown Institute, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Not counting the guys that like I would do. I mean, when I got racist music, I would make tons of cassette tapes.
There's one go about it. We want to talk of it in four different expressions, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll take a break. When we did the intensive in 1999, we talked of what we call the fundamental or the foundation, the fundamental way to access cosmic memory, to access this, the initial source of all magic, to turn what is the source of all magic into a resource for the working of your magic.
Both, hopefully.
Now, is that possible?
I think there's a couple of things involved in that. One is that crowds have tastes for different styles. There are drastic different styles. I mean, whether you're talking about house or drum and bass, I mean, it's kind of like two pretty different styles.
Sensing a plot, Poole draws out his Luger and fires. The man crumples to the floor. He moans, shakes convulsively, and dies.
Hillcrest Receiving Home 3 times that Sunday. And they said that we should call on Monday to get an appointment with the social worker. And we went down there Monday morning, and they told us that the kids had already been placed in a confidential foster home.
People about me behind my back going over my head.
Who are you talking to? Who the hell is this?
What if I was just to kick the ever-loving shit out of you?
Who are you supposed to be talking to?
You fucking weren't. Don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker, you.
Who are you?
Directed by Don Ide. Engineered by Bruce Browning. Brown Institute is a division of National Education Corporation.
I'd like us to do something like this. Come, I think you'll have to come over here near the window. Oh, no, no. I didn't realize you had Pandora on your lap. Don't disturb her. I mean, don't disturb yourself.
But you see, this was just the match that lit the powder keg. It's gonna happen again.
I've not had an employer tell me after 5 minutes that it can't be done.
An intelligence insider said to me, the problem isn't obtaining the information, it's handling the truth.
Well, seen that. But the opposite of that is when you're really able to, like the Huchols work with Grandpa Fire. We have a little candle going here in our room here to remind me, anyway, of Grandpa Fire and how the center
of all being is spirit's presence. And so this is my elder, my grandfather, the Huichol say the first shaman, Tatawari. And so it's watching us, and basically when I came in, you turn on the lights of the room. Well, I turn this on, and it's turning on a channel to spirit, so that whatever my prayer this morning was, just use me. I surrender to you, Great Spirit, and just whatever you want to come through, let it come through. It's not mine, and in a way, it doesn't have much to do with me.
I'm sure Professor Lipsett is familiar with many university professors who haven't been able to teach, for many years, until late in the 60s, when there was a lifting of some of the repression against university professors.
All right, Vivian, thanks. I just wanted to touch peripherally on my theory on why socialism fails when he mentions greed. Socialism depends on altruism and therefore always has a fuel shortage. Capitalism runs on greed, which is always abundantly available, and it will never have an energy crisis. Capitalism may have... While we may not have overt socialism in the United States, what about the individual aspects of the socialist ideology that have found their way into American life?
Uh-huh. Bruce Hammer, apparently he thinks real highly of you.
Line?
Yeah?
Yeah, I need to report one of your trucks.
All right. What is the number of the truck?
1475.
What is the driver doing?
Driver's actually pretty good. He's driving real good. He seems to be signaling properly, and he seems to be very considerate of the other drivers.
All right. So, Dan, what is the problem?
Well, I'm hanging on to one of the trucks right now, and you got to stop it.
You're hanging on to a truck that's going?
Yeah, it's moving very, very fast, and to be completely frank with you, we're about to get on the highway, and I'm very nervous about this. You've got to stop this truck.
Well, first of all, sir, I can't help you if you don't calm down.
Adam Newton had to come down here in my raincoat, get out of bed, put on some heavy boots, which I don't like to wear because they don't allow my feet to receive long waves. Even if they're clean, those boots, very unnatural. And I come out here, put on all this stuff, and go through a series of activities. I had to hold and logical train, remember them, and tell you about them now, just so I could get a slight feeling of relief, which is to say a slight abatement of certain tension pains weaving back and forth between body pains, emotional pains, mental and even spiritual. Doesn't really matter what the train is. You have to invent one and observe it in some kind of way. Inside, outside, or weaving in between. And then invent a lot of more things. Just like you were making a big sandwich. Many ingredients. And then I'd have to deal with the pressure of the cliche, always, of course. This point in time and space, seen in perspective, of course. We're sliding up and down the belly of Redux all the time. And that can get downright tiresome. But not for long. Bounce right out of there. Out of Newton, the WZ, BC, XYZ. There'll be a BCN right here, the big 104. Doesn't really matter. Slaughtered in the abyss of anonymity over here. The big Z house, the great protector, the great preventer, but if seen from a certain angle, not there at all, totally anonymous, like it never happened. I didn't do it. It's not what you think. It's not that bad. They are not pressing charges. It's a technicality in the law. Political pull through the judge. I'm underage. It's not that bad. Please help me. Holy Jesus, I had to watch 2 Law and Orders in a row the other night. That's way too much law and a lot of order. Too much for me. A lot of punishment there. It's like a big dungeon scene all the time around here now. Never pulls quite away from the logic scab, however. Layer upon layer of logic scabs holding it all together. Like the spirit of St. Louis, man. Never let you down. And I don't want it to either. Because I got to walk across this thing. And I don't want it sinking from under as it was. You know what that's like. You got to cross over. Get to the other side, my brothers and sisters. So I included the sisters so that we'd have equality. And nobody asks any questions. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Rescuing himself with common speech from America that I know, and some of it I've memorized, and I can firm myself up with. I think that comes with age. Begin to be able to remember things. Every Thursday. A Thursday kind of affair. An affair to remember. The end of the affair. Quite a far out film. Probably nobody saw it except me. Tell you, that tax cut hurts. Hate to see that. That's like cutting down 2.3 billion trees or something. In the novel, a couple of people over, that is. Not my novel, as if it would matter. But on the Avid machine, to the guy two seats over on his movie, there's a tax cut. I don't know if it's on mine or not. WZBC.org. 112 click streaming MPEG. (617) 552-4686. Gleaming new AT&T technology telephony for you. The Oblique. And GaryG4@Mac.com. The Unterline to same. GaryG4@Mac.com. For the major.
Why are you hanging on to the back of our truck?
It's a long story. You see, I was parked right next to the truck at the.
The movie reviews, but who's on CBS criticizing NBC and they don't.
High school and throw them out to the kids. Now that kid goes home, he may not like the music, but if one of them does, there was a new recruit.
Two different moods.
Why don't you queue up and take us through some?
It has more connection to the sort of roots of disco in the 70s. It has a more sort of more conventional musical sense in the terms of the instruments. The instrumentation actually sounds like real world instruments. whereas techno tends to have like really futuristic alien kind of sounds in it, and tends to be a bit harsher and a bit, quite a bit faster as well on the whole.
Shannon, why don't you give us a flavor of that? What have you got queued up now?
Well, I actually had a bit of drum and bass queued up, but if you'd like to hear techno, I can certainly apply.
We can get to techno in a minute.
I was really proud to be there at that time, and no pun intended, the quantum mechanics, we began to look at acceleration of particles and how they behaved. At this point, you know, time all of a sudden became a subdivision of acceleration and movement into the astral plane, which would be, i.e., the future.
Vast, more vast than vastness.
Deutsche Volksgenossen und Volksgenossinnen. Zum ersten Mal tritt am 10. April ein größeres Deutschland zur Abstimmung an. Geschlossen bekennt sich das ganze deutsche Volk zur Tat des Führers. Stolz und dankbar blicken alle Schaffenden auf die Leistungen der letzten 5 Jahre. In diesen Jahren hat auch das deutsche Landvolk einen entscheidenden Beitrag zum Aufbauwerk des Führers geleistet. Trotz großer Schwierigkeiten, trotz starker Steigerung des Lebensmittelverbrauches und trotz Raumnot ist es der nationalsozialistischen Führung gelungen, bei gleichbleibenden Lebensmittelpreisen unser Volk ausreichend zu ernähren. Die notwendigen Lebensmittel haben wir nicht, wie die Männer vor uns, aus dem Auslande gegen Kredit beschafft, sondern sie wurden durch harte Arbeit dem deutschen Boden abgerungen. Willig und einsatzbereit ist das Landvolk der Parole des Führers gefolgt. Von Jahr zu Jahr steigerte sich der Erfolg des Kampfes um die Nahrungsfreiheit. Im Jahre 1927, in einer Zeit tiefsten Verfalls und ständig schwindenden Verbrauches, mussten über 35% unseres Lebensmittelbedarfs aus dem Ausland eingeführt werden.
One fantasy stimulates another, drawing my mind deeper into our secret world of bizarre desire. I imagine myself stretched to the four corners of the bed, kept in a state of perpetual heat by impersonal machines designed to inflict endless pleasure without mercy.
see how many of you come here time and time again.
Excuse me, sir. Me? Mr. Zaphod Beeblebrox.
Ah, yeah.
There is a phone call for you.
Hey, what? Here?
Hey, but who knows where I am?
Zaphod, perhaps it's the police. Could they have traced us here?
You mean they want to arrest me over the phone? Could be. I'm a pretty dangerous dude when I'm cornered.
Oh, yeah, you get a piece of so fast that people get hit by the shrapnel.
I am not personally acquainted with the metal gentleman in question, sir.
Metal?
But I'm informed that he has been awaiting your return for a considerable number of millennia. It seems you left here somewhat precipitately.
Hey, left here? We've only just arrived.
Indeed, sir. But before you arrived here, sir, you left here.
You're saying that before we arrived here, we left here?
That is what I said, sir.
Put your analyst on danger money, baby. Now.
No. Wait a minute. Where exactly is here?
The planet Magrathea, sir.
But we just left there. This is the restaurant at the end of the universe, I thought.
Precisely, sir. The one was constructed on the ruins of the other.
Ah, you mean we've traveled in time, but not in space.
Listen, you semi-evolved simian, go climb a tree, won't you?
Oh, go and bang your heads together, poor eyes.
No, your monkey has got it right, sir.
Who are you calling a monkey?
You jumped forwards in time many millions of years while retaining the same position in space. Your friend has been waiting for you in the meantime.
Well, what's he been doing all the time?
Rusting a little, sir?
Marvin! It must be Marvin!
The paranoid android!
Space cookies!
Oh, hand me the rap rod plate, Captain.
Pardon, sir?
Pass the phone, waiter. Gee, you guys are so unhip, it's a wonder your bums don't fall off.
Ah, what, sir? The phone, sir.
Marvin! Hi, how you doing, kid? Hey, yeah? Oh, we're having a great time. Food, wine, a little personal abuse of the universe going, boom. Where can we find you?
You don't have to pretend to be interested in me, you know. I know perfectly well I'm only a menial robot.
Yeah, okay, but where are you?
Reverse primary thrust, Marvin. That's what they say to me. Open airlock number 3, Marvin. Marvin, can you pick up that piece of paper?
Yeah, okay, I've got that.
Pick up that piece of paper. Here I am, brain asylum.
Yeah.
I'm quite used to being humiliated. I can even go and stick my head in a bucket of water if you like.
Yeah, Marvin...
Would you like me to go and stick my head in a bucket of water? I've got one ready. Wait a minute.
What's he saying, Zaphod?
Oh, nothing. He just phoned up to wash his head at us.
Has that satisfied you?
Will you please tell us where you are?
I'm in the car park.
In the car park? What are you doing there?
Parking cars. What else?
Okay, stay there. Come on, guys, let's go. Marvin's down in the car park.
The car park? What's he doing in the car park?
Parking cars. What else, dum-dum? Oh. Hey, Paul, come on, Trillium, let's move.
What about my pants and lumber?
Marvin, hey, kid, are we pleased to see you?
No, you're not. No one ever is.
Suit yourself.
No, really, Marvin, we are.
Quite.
Hanging around waiting for us all this time.
The first 10 million years were the worst. And the second 10 million, they were the worst, too.
We don't want to face what the trickster was telling us. In ancient mystical traditions, the trickster was often... This is a strange story, strange place for the trickster to be. Trickster was often found at crossroads. You're coming to a crossroads, and there's the trickster. And the trickster's telling you which direction to go in. And you have to decide, do you trust this character to lead you
right
to the next pathway? So it seems to be that this character that pops up for us in these weird situations, as you mentioned, say with the car, really doesn't necessarily follow that we follow the trickster or go in the direction the trickster is pointing at, but we need to pay attention to what the trickster is telling us.
Examples. Hewlett Packard, Grenoble, France, BMW, Germany, big companies. They took their workforce from a 5 to a 4 day work week and still paid them for 5 days of work. Now that broke conventional wisdom. How could they maintain their competitive market advantage by going down to a 4 day work week and paying for five? Here's what they did. They went to the unions and they said, we want a quid pro quo. These are very potentially productive new technologies, but we're not operating them 24 hours a day. We're not getting all we can out of them. If you are willing for the workers to work on shifts so we can operate the technologies 24 hours a day without respite, we will double or triple productivity and we'll share those gains with the workers. A new social contract at Hewlett Packard, Grenoble, France, BMW, Germany. Management's making money. The employees have 4 days work, 5 days pay. Why isn't Hewlett Packard and BMW doing that in the United States of America? Because no one's asking the question. No one's raising the issue. Let me tell you about an idea that came up during the last French elections. When Chirac and Jospin were vying for the presidency, an Arthur Anderson consultant came up with an idea. It's a good idea. I've embellished this idea and have been sharing it with political leaders and business leaders around the world. This idea has just been legislated into law last Friday in France. Let me tell you what the idea is. I'm going to give you the embellished version and then tell you what France did, all right? What if the United States government, or even the state governments for that matter, but what if the United States government took on a new role as deal maker? An activist role, bringing management and labor to the table and saying, we want to make a deal to restructure the social contract. What if the government said to management, here's three things we want you to do in return, we'll do something for you. One, reduce your work week rather than your workforce. Reduce it down 1 hour a year maybe for 10 years till you get to 30-hour work week. Two, install a profit-sharing plan for your workers if you don't have it. That way, they have a stake. They're stakeholders in the technology, and as productivity increases, they share in it. They're working with the technology and not for the technology. One, drop the work week. Two, install profit sharing. Three, and this is a little tougher, agree to a formula by which compensation to top management is not disproportionate to compensation to the rest of the workforce. Agree to these three conditions, the sharing the productivity gains, and the federal government can say to the employers, here's what we'll do for you. We'll pay every last dime of your payroll taxes. Every last dime. Good deal. You know what employers say to me around the world when I suggest this? Last dime. Good deal. You know what employers say to me around the world when I suggest this? They always use the same response in various languages. Interesting. This is a carrot that's so powerful that you can't turn it down even though it's voluntary. If you do, your investors will have you out because you're more competitive than the person that doesn't take the deal. But in return, you have to really share the productivity gains, and in the end, everyone wins because then you have people bringing home paychecks, purchasing goods and services, and even though the government loses revenue by rescinding those payroll taxes, the government picks up the revenue on the backside. Less people on welfare and relief. More people taking home paychecks because they're sharing shorter work weeks, and more people paying taxes to the local, state, and federal government.
Put it this way, again, knowing that the description cannot completely express is a limitation of what cosmic memory is. Cosmic memory is the memory of your world. Every emotion that has ever been felt, every thought, every feeling, every form and function, every pattern, every event. Not just those events, for example, that one chooses to remember, that by whatever method is called the history, what is the institutionalized record of events, but all events. Cosmic memory is the memory of your world. More vast than vast, it is the memory of your universe. Every emotion, with all of its thoughts and feelings that went into creating the space and then filling it, are there. The precipitation of those emotions retained, held in this cosmic receptacle that is memory. The memory of your world and of your universe. That's cosmic memory. Secondly, it is more than that. It is the memory of all worlds, within and without your universe, and of all universes. I can't conceptualize that, of course not. I don't know what that means, of course not. But that's what cosmic memory is. The memory of your world and your universe, the memory of all worlds and all universes.
I would like to invite you to visit my website, where you can see photographs of happening political and social issues at www.freemanz.com. FREEMANZ.com. All kinds of goodies, good pictures, nutty people all over the world checking it out. And you can too. As you listen to Gary's show, that's like getting it in both ends at the same time.
The cosmic memory is the memory of oneness beyond the illusion, beyond the duality, beyond space, time. It is the memory of oneness, of being one, at one, more being one. It's vague. It's no more than a wisp. But it's there. Cosmic memory is, and we put it this way, the memory of consciousness. Not of consciousnesses, but of consciousness. The emotions, the forms, the functions of consciousness, the patterns and the events of consciousness. Cosmic memory. Fifthly, cosmic memory is the primal seed beyond oneness and before consciousness. Sixthly, cosmic memory holds the orbs of mystery. Three orbs of mystery are held and are cosmic memory. And finally, cosmic memory is the memory of God, Goddess, all that is, of all that is, of God, of Goddess.
One Man's Army, Lion's War, Sweat Game. It's the story of the researcher who tried out his own invention.
A lot of people have talked about the Blair Witch Project website, and I think what was so fantastic about that is that we really recognize the power of the web, how wide-reaching things happen and how quickly you get the word out and you build that urgency and build the buzz and enormous traffic. Since we had the experience with Blair Witch Project, we followed up with several other websites that have had that viral component that is all important in the campaign.
Question of the day in these economic times, how do you get people to visit a website?
Our first goal is to work with the filmmakers in a collaborative effort to put together some...
Story of the researcher who tried out his own invention.
Incredibly creative and original online, and we start out with that, and we then develop.
You know, I'm trying to put something really big together out here. You know what I'm talking about, huh? You know. If you're acting like this now, how can I depend on you?
How do you know what the hell you're talking about?
I think I want my money back.
I don't know what you're talking about. I gotta go to work.
Elections, this is Pat. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this where you find out where you're supposed to go vote?
Yes, it is.
Well, maybe you can help me with this. You know, I voted absentee a couple of weeks ago. I thought I was going to be out of town on election day coming up, and now I found out that I'm going to be here, so I need to know where I'm supposed to go vote again.
Well, sir, you said you already voted absentee.
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Well, you can't vote again this election if you've already voted.
Well, why can't I?
Well, that's the law. Nobody can vote more than one time in a single election.
Well, I've done it lots of times before.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am. Just about every election, some of these candidates will come by and give me and my old lady $10 a piece to vote for them. And, you know, we're on a fixed income, and that money really do come in handy every year, so sure do.
Well, candidates aren't supposed to be paying people to vote for them.
Well, why not? I thought that's the way they all do it. It seemed like the ones with the most money always win the election.
Well, maybe it seems that way, but that's not the way it works.
Well, I tell you what, I had one of them come by here this morning and give us $20 to go vote for him next month. Because I needed the money real bad, and I didn't tell him that I'd done already voted 2 weeks ago. In fact, I had voted for that other fella that he running against, because he had came by him, and he gave us one of these, I think he called gift certificates or whatever you call it, for six hamburgers and six orders of French. french fries and 6 soda water, and me and my old lady went to town and voted for him that very day, and then went on and got them hamburgers and soda waters and french fries and ate them. But, you know, I didn't think it'd make no difference if we voted for both of them, because, you know, two votes ain't gonna make no difference nohow.
Well, sir, you just can't do that, and I need the names of both of those candidates.
Well, I ain't gonna be able to tell you that. I just need to know where I can go vote again without causing no trouble is all I'm trying to find out.
Well, we have a list of all the people that have voted, so if you try to vote again, we'll know. It's called a poll list.
A poll list? I ain't never heard of no poll list.
Yes, it's all the people that have already voted in their precinct.
Well, what if I just go to a different precinct?
Well, if you go to a different precinct than you're supposed to, then your name won't be on the voter list.
Say they won't. Well, what if I just tell them I just moved into that precinct?
Sir, you should go to the courthouse and report the names of the candidates that are paying you to vote, because buying votes is a criminal offense.
Well, one of them already work at the courthouse. Am I supposed to go tell him? You know, and I done spent his money and had to buy a tire from old pickup this morning, what I used it for, and man, you think he could find out if I didn't go vote for him?
Sure, it's public record. Anybody can look at the voter list.
Well, do it tell who you voted for, though?
No, it won't tell who you voted for, but your name will appear on the list.
Well, I done spent the money and ate the hamburgers. Man, ain't this here a mess? I could probably come up with that $20. Reckon you or your husband or some of your friends, if I gave you the money, could go vote for this fella?
No, sir, we can't do that. What is your registration number?
I don't know what registration number. I lost it after I voted that first time. Sure wish I could find it, though. Again, they didn't put no markings or nothing on it. It'd probably be easy to use it again. And I wish I could go up there and vote for that fella that's come by here this morning. You know, everybody entitled to the right to vote.
Yes, sir, that's right, but not twice in one election. Who are you, sir?
Well, I can't tell you that, but I will tell you I'm just a concerned citizen and voter involved in politics.
I think I'd be concerned, too, if I were in your shoes.
Well, I sure do appreciate your help. I gotta go now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pentagram 666 more. Well, they made a mistake. They shouldn't do it. The hallway I'm on, Dom's there, and Dom's used to me, you know. I mean, if flames come out of the door, he won't say anything other than, Richard, and he says, do you need more lighter fluid? Because I do things like, sometimes I build a kiln in my room, and fire, make my own things, fire clay things in there, if I'm feeling like doing that. Some people think you can't do that, but I'm a pretty good scientist. I can build pretty much anything out of anything. I built my own air conditioner the other night. Hey, they weren't going to do it, right? But it didn't work for that long, but it worked enough that I got my part of the hotel cooled off until they finally flew in the pump and managed to create a waterfall between my room and Don's. So I got a note in my room which said the water was going to be turned off all last night, right? From midnight until 6 in the morning, which is when I'm most alive,
did the out of Newton. It's a radio station. None of your business. We're on the air. Go over to 90.3 if you want to hear it. Otherwise, just move on along. Mind your own business. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. In here on a Thursday night. Big bag of drugs. All kinds of hallucinogens. Popping them like chocolate-covered raisins over here. Shrooms, got pills, cactus nodes, I got powder, leaves, herbs, little drops of things, clear fluid. All the illegal fun drugs, taking them all at once tonight. I want to take a shower at this show. I want the show coming out of me like steam off of a hot hog snout. Then wipe it off with a towel.
Safe anyway if I was managing. And that's not bull dip, that's the truth. I've went up against people. You could pull a gun on me, and if I'm mad at you, I'm coming forward. You'd have to shoot me to stop me. And if you don't kill me, you're stupid. So next time you see me, I will kill you.
So I changed my voice there. That was me talking. So don't mess with the big G. Well, bleed all over you, man. Year 2001, Space Odyssey. March the 25 now. Only a few people left alive in camp. And a couple of dogs. Nobody trusts anybody anymore. Nothing to do now, but wait till the spring and help arrives. And we can sort out what's human and what's folly. If that's possible, of course. John J. McReady. U.S. Base 201. Out. And back in. Try to get that off my chest. Saturated planet. Gotta have somebody talking to you. Away from you. Or you yourself. Or be working on something, looking forward to something in the near future, sweating through something right in the present. You get the picture. I know nobody's real. There's no other planets. None of this ever happened. All just big surface light. Circus lights, Kleegs and whatnot. Through the prisms, holographic projection by me. I'm really here all by myself. Even the illusion's only as big as a bubble around my body, just past the reach of my longest limb. I know this. It's just me revolving through feelings, going through cataclysmic world-turning events of myself, all under the backdrop of the human space-time fix, where you can imitate a discrete living being in an environment on your own. And be in time. Act in space. With time and space to reel in the horse you rode in on, as it were. Time enough. In the meantime, CinemaScope all around Irving Berlin, perhaps. A little no drama here and there. Anyway, that's the first movie. We go on from there. All right, you've already emulated God and recognized it. Now what you gonna do, you bad boy? Create a new world. That's right. Or at least your favorite parts of same. It's Ryan's war. It's one man's army. It's a private war. It's an exercise in living. It's the fame and the fury, the pride and the glory, the mice and the men. But the archetypes. So that's where we find ourselves. Just one man's army. Time and space being created around me as I need them. You can't kill yourself. That doesn't do any good. Probably will be worse. Besides, it takes an enormous amount of anger to do that. Gotta walk right into the abyss. Every day, growing old in America routine. The everyday. But the imp of the perverse, of course. Don't forget him. I think that's me. I think I'm in a jumping jack flash, 20 feet high. Just a lone voice in the radio wilderness.
More than 100. After a lifetime of killing for hire, Kuklinski was finally caught by an undercover ATF agent wearing a hidden wire.
You willing to go out on a contract?
If the price is right, I'll talk to anybody.
Yeah, but how the fuck do you put it together, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, there's always a way. There's a will, there's a way, my friend.
Richard Kuklinski is one of the most dangerous criminals we have ever come across in this state. He murdered by guns. He murdered by strangulation. He murdered by putting poison on victims' food. He did all of this at the same time while exhibiting a normal, placid family existence. His wife, his children, were uninvolved in his criminal activities. Yet, we are faced with convicting evidence of numerous grisly murders.
In 1986, the ATF and the New Jersey Organized Crime Task Force set up a roadblock outside Kuklinski's home. It took five men to bring down the 6'5", 300-pound killer and force handcuffs on him. The Iceman's career as a master criminal was finally over. Richard Kuklinski knows he will never get out of jail. With nothing left to lose, Kuklinski reveals new secrets about the years he spent as a contract killer for the Gambino crime family, and tells what happened in his life that turned him into a man law enforcement called the Iceman.
I hated my father. If I could have, I probably would have killed him. Probably would have felt good about it, too. My father would beat me just if I looked at him. He gave me this impersonal feeling I have to when people die in front of me. Especially loudmouth people. Loudmouth people remind me of my father. Once a loudmouth person starts with me, I love it. That's the only excuse I need.
One night in a bar, a loudmouth made the mistake of insulting the 18-year-old Kuklinski in front of people. A couple of hours later, the Iceman saw his chance to get even.
I come out of this bar and I see him sleeping in his car. I said, I got you, little sucker. Now I got you. I'm going to light your fire. And I did. I got myself a bottle, some gasoline, and I threw it in the car with him. And he was screaming and yelling and burning, and the car burned. And I could smell him. I walked down the block and I could hear him as I turned the corner. He was still yelling. This was a personal thing, yeah. See, this was a guy I disliked.
What did he do to you?
He made me mad.
for middle-income families in order to keep incomes more or less stagnant. They're putting in about 6 weeks extra a year of work since 1989. The U.S. workforce now has the highest workload in the industrial world, past Japan a couple of years ago. As you all know, there was a long, hard struggle extending over a century for a 40-hour week. That was lost. That's another achievement of phase two. Such growth as there has been driven by consumer demand. One consequence is that household debt has soared. It's now greater than disposable income. I think that's the first time in American history.
We could do it, or could you do it? If I told you to whack somebody, you'd whack them, without any question. So I said, well, I could probably do that. He says, you probably could do it, or could you do it? Do you think you could do it? And I said, yeah, I think I could do it.
Probabilities of what's going on at this very moment in time as we speak and the audience listens. This is what we were having, a communication. We're sharing it to probably many, many people out there in radio land. So this unit of energy, this communication, this fact that's happening as I speak each word and you respond and vice versa, is fact being here now in the present of time.
Aber, deutsche Volksgenossen, sind wir bereits so weit, dass wir trotz immer wachsendem Verbrauches und zunehmender Bevölkerung nur noch 19% unseres Nahrungsbedarfs einzuführen brauchen. Diese Leistung ist zugleich eine der wichtigsten Voraussetzungen für die Durchführung der Arbeitsschlacht und für den außenpolitischen Kampf des Führers um die Freiheit der Nation. Bauern und Arbeiter, Schaffende aller Stände, denkt am 10. April an das, was der Führer für euch getan hat, denkt an die letzte befreiende Tat und dankt es ihm durch euer Ja.
Specifically targets users to develop that traffic. So in the same way that we develop an overall marketing campaign for a theatrical release, we also develop a campaign for the website launch.
So he told Freddie to get the car, got the car, he and I got in the back seat, Freddie was driving. We drove someplace, I don't know where it was someplace in New York. And we were sitting there for a while, we got to where we were going, we were sitting there for a while, and a man came from the distance. He was walking his dog, it looked like. So he said, all right, take this guy down. I said, which guy are we talking about here? So he says, the man walking the dog. So I got out of the car and I started walking towards the man. The man was walking his dog just like a regular guy. As he passed me, I turned around and shot him. Freddie and Roy pulled up in the car, I got in the car, and we drove away. And that is how I got involved with Roy, with doing things like that.
And I didn't know CPR at the time. Danny, I love you and I miss you wherever you are. He was my sweetheart. He was my life. He took me everywhere.
Since she was 17 years old, she's been in several hospitals, state hospital at one point. But at times she's been doing better too. For about the last 10 years, she's had a steady boyfriend. And about a month before she came to the hospital, they broke up. And a lot of times, people with bipolar illness, that'll trigger a manic episode.
Stay right there. Wilbur, can you bring that lamp over here, please?
The cord doesn't reach that far, Ariel. I'll get an extension cord if you like.
An extension cord?
The person that you really are.
Many middle-of-the-road cross-dressers were really just looking for the right to shop, the right to dress, the right to be out there as the women that they feel that they are when they dress. The idea of shocking people is the last thing they have in mind. What I really want to do is fit into a society and a culture.
Permissible debate, and we get into a situation where the permitted range of debate is from A to B.
Poole rushes up and looks at the body, which seems to be deflating, blood running from its mouth. What have I done? He cries.
focus on these neat star trolleys. Look at this baby, Zaphon, and the tangerine star buggy with the black sunbursts.
Hey, get this number. Multi-cluster cork drive and Perspilex running boards. This has got to be a Laszlar Lyricum custom job. Look, the infra pink lizard emblem on the neutrino car.
Oh, yes, and I was passed by one of these mothers once out near the Axel Nebula. I was going flat out, and this thing just strolled past me. Star drive hardly ticking over. Just incredible.
Too much.
Oh, 10 seconds later, it smashed straight into the third moon of Jaglum Beta.
Hey, right?
Yeah, but a great-looking ship, though.
That at all.
I don't think that there's any more danger in that, Council, than the present danger that we have.
Now, carefully, to crawl out, to see if you can crawl out. Now, your mother just falls down, that's right, and you fall on that other kid. All right, now you see your father, and he may or may not notice you. He may have forgotten, but I think he won't. Now no. Then, you say to your children, and you have said it too, when you grow up, I want you to have the best possible life. I want you to be happy. I have heard maybe one parent in all the millions of parents I've seen said to their kid, when you grow up, I don't want you to be happy. I want you to be miserable like me. I don't even believe I heard that. But that isn't the way it goes. So she's going to be saying to these kids, as he would too, I would like your life to be better than mine. And they mean it. Didn't your parents tell you that? Didn't they tell you how they wanted your life to be better? All right. Okay, now, so she's going to say to her, I want your life to be better, and you see something out there, so you go toward it.
Security, OSHA, and other regulations, state education, a progressive tax structure, etc.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, of course, you're right.
90% of the economy's production has gone to the top 1%.
Looking in the cracks, the dirty cracks in this world, behind the things, under the stuff. What I found wasn't pretty. WZBC Radio, around Newton. Around Newton. 90.3, 90.3. Forgive me.
Großzügigkeit des Staatsmannes. Ebenso wie die Handlungen der letzten glorreichen Wochen. Die ganze Kraft und den hohen Mut des überragenden Soldaten gezeigt haben. Heute, mein Führer, steht das Volk einiger denn je um sie geschart. Was sie immer von diesem Volke fordern werden, es wird treulich alles im blinden Vertrauen geben. Es wird im blinden Vertrauen dem Führer folgen. Wie ein stählerner Block, geglutet im Feuer gewaltiger Ereignisse, ist heute die Einheit Deutschlands. Das Volk geht dorthin, mein Führer, und wird dorthin marschieren, wohin Sie die Richtung geben. Sei es zum erwünschten Frieden, sei es aber auch zum entschlossensten Widerstand.
time period is somewhat murky, but many, many hours passed, and he was there with his children in the house, just sitting, apparently. And then he asked Mary to come home from work, that he had a surprise for her. And she came home from work, and she stood in the middle of the living room, and then he killed her.
Has an energy. There's a flux behind this.
Well, let's
chapter. It deals with flux. We're dealing with here is what's called virtual fields. If you're standing there right now, we're talking to each other. In your body, you have synapses, you know, triggers going off in your brain, sending out electromagnetic waves around your entire body, which is creating an auric field. From that creation, you're looking out of your eyes. And you're interpreting what you see in your surroundings as reality. You're hearing what's coming in through your ears as your reality. And this is putting your virtual reality, you know, into perspective. And that's how you perceive the moment that you're in.
Second at that particular point for the band, because I knew he was fucking up.
That's just a load of cobblers. I was just playing bass and going crazy and leaping up and down. He thought I was trying to take over his position as the new Johnny Rotten.
Hellfire.
I don't want to be a junkie for the rest of my life. I don't want to be a junkie at all.
I knew the second Sid would smack himself off again. That was the end.
No, no fun, no fun. Alone, no fun. By myself, no fun.
I was the one who said, I've had enough. I just couldn't handle it anymore. I didn't want nothing to do with rotten and vicious.
Oh, bollocks, why should I carry on?
I regret saying that I wanted out and leaving. I regret it, I really do. You know, I apologise to John that I fucking bailed.
No fun!
We might have continued if we'd have got rid of Malcolm.
No fun!
But that's just the way I felt, man, and I couldn't get away from my feelings at the time.
I knew it had to end. I didn't think it would end with them being total wanker cowards. Stephen Paul fannied out on me.
The last show was the worst show I think we've ever played. It's just like, this ain't going nowhere. This ain't going anywhere. It's fucking over. Cookie agreed. I'm just fucked off.
Your joints crack as if you're cracking your knuckles. I like to look at popping as an internal pantomime. It's about creating illusions with your body. The history of popping goes back to the 60s. Popping goes back to the 60s of the robot and from the West Coast. There was also rumor that Marcel Marceau, the great mimes, also exchanged movement with a lot of the poppers back in that time. So which would makes sense because a lot of poppers used pantomime at one point.
Who were the poppers then?
Electric Boogaloos, Tony Gogo, Dennis Newsom. Tony Newsom, Shabadoo, Boogaloo Shrimp, Poppin' Pete, Bruno, who is the trainer for Michael Jackson for the last 10 years. So there's a lot of famous poppers. So.
Who taught you to pop? And then, and then the real question is, could you teach me to pop?
Oh, yeah, I could do that. That's easy.
Really?
Yeah, that's the easy part, yeah. I taught myself to pop, and I didn't really come into mastering my style of popping until about 30. I'm 34 now, and so and now I feel like I'm just starting to come into it, you know.
What's the Rennie Harris style of popping?
Well, I like to, you know, I feel like I'm more technical. I like linear illusions. I don't like to do a lot of guys. There are guys who do transformations where they dislocate their arms and stuff like that. Where, you know, I like to do create illusions with light and. As opposed to people who create illusions with in the clubs. Do a wave. Yeah. And then,
the Gemini Lounge in Brooklyn, New York. It was a house of horrors where over 100 people were murdered, chopped up, and disposed of by DeMeo and his gang of lethal contract killers. After proving himself, Kuklinski quickly became one of DeMeo's favorite enforcers. DeMeo ordered the hits, and Kuklinski executed them without question.
He wanted this guy taken care of. But he wanted to talk to him first. So when I got to the place, I asked the man for the money. So the guy says he didn't have it and Roy would just have to wait until he got the money to pay him. And that was that. He'd have to wait. So I said to the man, I said, well, you have to then talk to him. He wants to talk to you. So I dialed the phone number, and he got on the phone, and I said, he wants to talk to you. So he was talking to him, and I guess they were acting like everything was all right, because he got off the phone, he handed me the phone back. He says, hey, I told you he'd wait. He's in the better frame of mind. Don't worry about it. He wants to talk to you now. So I picked up the phone, and he said, kill him. So I shot him.
The world of historical possibility compresses into a mercurial hologrammatic disk.
goddamn rules.
Yeah, well, the goddamn rules just walked off with your new friend.
Spin it!
as a pauper, you are
basically taking on a spirit, and you're transforming yourself physically and mentally into this thing, or whatever you want to, a monster or a.
Can I describe object. It? Every kid learns who were your.
What was? I think it was Latin music.
Yeah.
What's the rallying point?
Anywhere but here!
Every kid learns who were your what was, I think it was Latin music, rhythms. But you know, I think I grew up with a beat that we all know in Guyana, because we hear all the time.
Let's hear it. Can you demonstrate it?
Yeah, it's we call it Kasiko, and it's a rhythm that goes this way. So it's like, it's very traditional. So you can talk and play it at the same time. So you have a steady beat, like a heartbeat. And you hear that all the time. So you get like almost implanted with this sound. And it's very interesting because...
Does Eddie Palmieri know this beat?
In Cayenne. It's very old.
On the radio or in...
No, it's, you play that in the neighborhood.
When you get into virtual field technology, which is leading up, which time travel is a part of, we could imagine a spacecraft that could move out into space and digest exactly where it is at that present moment, and then have a photo session with itself of a place it wants to be, and then dream up what that virtual field would be like if that spaceship were already in this other photograph of where it wants to be, and then suddenly change its virtual field from one place to another.
BIOS, part machine, part syntax.
People in the community getting an improper impression about what's happening in a lawsuit from the second-hand reports that they get in newspapers and by news commentary.
And what's that?
You go with such guilt because you know. Just go out and you fall right on the floor. You don't get up. You just fall on the floor. For you to go out, do something for you to write down, that's how you leave your mother. And you know that this is not a fiction. You know that this is the price that adults, children who become adults, pay when they do something different or better or more than their parents.
And then he spent the night driving.
He tried to kill himself in the gas oven. One always wonders, and it was argued in his case, whether he really meant to spare himself or not. What do you believe?
I think that, like everything else with Bob Rowe, this was a contradiction. I think he wanted to kill himself because he felt he should. I think he also had a tremendous drive towards life.
Say, we're all going to hell anyway. And occupying the whole facing page is one who displays that expression we have come to associate with photographic beauty. Yes, she is pouting about something, all lower lip and cheekbone. Perhaps her ice cream has tumbled out of its cone onto the parquet floor. Perhaps she has been waiting all day for a new sofa to be delivered, waiting all day in a stretch lace hipster with lattice edging, satin frog closures, velvet scrollwork, cuffed ankles, flare silhouette, and knotted shoulder straps. But this is already too much. Who has the time to linger on these delicate lures, these once unmentionable things? Life is rushing by like a mad, swollen river. 1 minute roses are opening in the garden, and the next snow is flying past my window.
Play that, it's very famous. It's the one that we hear, like, the sound of the universe of, you know, it's the time you hear that beat.
Underneath the diary.
working
expediter of sorts. I looked at myself as a person who did something that somebody wanted done, and they paid me a good price.
In the early 80s, the Gambinos were feeling the heat of an intense investigation, which reached as high as their boss, Paul Castellano. As the pressure from law enforcement grew, the family began to worry about potential witnesses. One in particular presented a major problem. His name was Peter Calabro. The family ordered a hit, and Kuklinski was given the contract. On March 14, 1980, Kuklinski drove for hours on a snow-covered road in Saddle River, New Jersey, waiting for a call to come through on his walkie-talkie.
I get a call that they're on their way. So now they're coming. And it's snowing. The roads are very bad. A lot of snow, slipping and sliding. And I was in a van. So what I figured is, at the last moment, I had a different plan, but at the last moment I decided, well, I'm going to double park this thing. This will give me the edge, because this will make him have only one way to come by, and that's he has to come right by this van. And I go to the back of the van, and I go out the back door. I take the shotgun with me, of course. So I kneel down, and I look under the van, so I can see where he's approximately at. So I watch him come up to where he's almost in the front of the van, and I stood up. And as he's going by the van, I fired. I never knew the man, you know, what he looked like or what his job was. Then I found out the next day that he was police. What had I been told to do him anyway, and I knew he was the police, I most likely would have done it anyway. I don't think I would have said no.
Kuklinski had killed a cop who had gone bad, selling information to the Gambinos. A cop who was eliminated before he could turn state's witness.
Very easily without leaving their house. I think that's why our opponents are so upset about it. They're upset that people are finally being brought our message.
What is your opinion of blacks and Jews in this country?
The blacks are an inferior intellectually race. There's no question about it.
And you're a sick puppy.
And you are a mongrel.
Sorry, if you could just answer my question. And what was it you were about to say about Jews?
Okay, the Jews, I believe, as Benjamin Franklin did, that they are parasites upon the white race. They have been for centuries. You wonder why they're persecuted. It's because they deserve it.
Several shootings directed at minorities in and around Chicago last night. Someone in a blue car shot former Northwestern basketball coach Ricky Birdsong. Six Orthodox Jews were shot and wounded, also by someone in a blue car.
Last night at approximately 20 hours, we had a victim shot. Approximately 2 to 3 minutes later, we had another victim shot. Approximately 3 to 4 minutes after that, at 7002 North Francisco, we had two victims shot.
Chicago police identified this man, Benjamin Smith, as someone being sought in conjunction with the weekend shooting spree that so far has left two people dead and seven injured.
At 20:30 hours, two victims were shot at 6740 North Whipple. Several minutes after that, we have another victim that was shot.
Jealousy, they feel their own guilt. And so the business about being joyful, about growth, is something that is very hard for people to really live and feel good about. Now, she looks at her mother. What choices does she have about going on with herself? Well, she can turn her back, turn your back entirely. Now, she will think of all I did for you. Do you know how she suffered? Why didn't you see the suffering that went on while she was taking care of these children? Well, now she sees that it was all in vain because they don't care about her. That isn't the fact either. How many times have I seen, I hadn't heard of the children, grown-up children in that one's position, saying that every time she looks at her mother, she feels this awful guilt, and then her mother whines to her about why she isn't doing more for her. All right. In this situation, let's look at the how each one of these people can feel taken by life. This one, I worked so hard. I had a dream, and that guy walked out on me. And she can either say to herself, I was not smart enough, I wasn't good enough, there was something wrong with me, or with him, or some other woman came in. She can say these things to herself. That one can say that there was such a distance between my parents, because now that he's grown up, he can't relate to a woman, and his life, he feels, has been spoiled by what his parents did. She has got asthma or something like that, and she can't feel that she can move freely, so her life is spoiled. What does she have to look forward to? Now, put within that frame the yearning inside. All I want to do is be loved. All I want to do is be valued. Now, that yearning is what comes out with people. It comes out in all kinds of forms, stealing from somebody else. That's part of the rape picture. The person who couldn't feel valued is out, and the valuing that they want comes out in a destructive way. So we human beings are not without our yearnings. What we get without are our copings to be able to make our yearnings come in to manifestation.
That as they become more comfortable with their cross-dressing, they may then want to be able to go out into public and have the public not be able to read them, so that they feel much more natural as part of society.
Victim that was shot.
By the weekend rampage, Wan Jun Yoon, a 26-year-old IU student, gunned down while walking to church Sunday morning.
Smith belonged to a white supremacist group called World Church of the Creator. On its website, it calls for a racial holy war for the survival of the white race.
Officials say followers of the church have been linked to a string of firebombings nationwide at civil rights offices, black churches, and synagogues, and to the murder of a black man in Florida.
The shooting spree continued for 3 days across two states. Two people were killed and 9 wounded, all minorities. After leading police on a high-speed chase, Smith committed suicide as he was about to be captured.
Mind the categories dissolve. The world is not what it appears to be. I was very interested in I was very interested in coming to this thing and studying the psychology of the group, and it was very fascinating to me that both of the speakers, where I listened to the whole thing, were very concerned to refute the psychological explanation, which I gather is the Antichrist around here.
WZBC. FM. Station taken over by the community about 25 years ago. For some reason. Still contained and controlled by the little man. The everyday. The you and me. I'm glad to rent space here. Come in. And be here. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Coming in. Touching the stars. Feet firmly planted several thousand feet below ground. Out of the Newton, tri-state area, Palookaville, Slob City, home of the Thunder Thighs, Mayberry, USA, WZBC.org, on the, Internet that does not exist. Except on the Internet, of course. Communications grid that's not supposed to be here. An interjection. Through magic, of course. How everything's done. How everything has always been done. The only way things ever illusionally appear to be done. But more about that after you get back. I don't want to interfere with you now. While in play. You'll find out later. When you get back. God school down here, bottom in the fish tank. Set up over thousands and thousands of years by various creatures, eventually becoming the so-called human species in current times. All, of course, a temporal metaphor. since time does not exist. And quite a show it is, ladies and gentlemen. God emulation. VR. It's time for many of the so-called unknowables to give it up. Come out from hiding. We'll play a new game. And set up those bonus targets of mystery with something new in their center. Reload. Lots more. As the Duke said, back in 56 Newport, we got lots more, lots more. So as they say in Rebirthing, enjoy it while it's here, ain't gonna be here much longer. Can live with it, can live without it.
Stressed mode.
Now I know for a fact that I can pass so well that it's rare that anybody will know what I am. And if they do know what I am, I've gotten to a point in my own head that I say, okay, they picked up on me. They know that I'm a guy dressed up, and that it doesn't. It's not a chance anymore. That would be a fear rather than a chance. I'm pretty much done with that fear.
Time to flip it over on the other side. And in a triangulated, holographically projected binary illusion, the opposite is the third thing, never the first. But we all know that. Because within each person, however totally, absolutely, unbelievably insane they are, ticks a human connection. That knows all, sees all, everywhere, at all times. Surrounded by an insane shell of carbon-based resonant frequency, seeming physicality, with all the built-in conundrums and paradoxes. Like raisins in a oatmeal cookie. But you know all that. It's the love that counts. The fever. the body heat within and without the physical shell. It's one man's army, Ryan's war, sweat game. It's the story of the researcher. Who tried out his own invention. And instead of continuing that bifurcated objective-subjective scripting, scoring, letter back to home, sometimes some places known as a career, subjective-objective transfer dynamically continued, and games sub 2, sub 3, sub 4 transpired. And the subjective became the objective, talked back to itself, immediately creating the third self, definitely wanting to talk back to the first and a fraction self. Well, do I have to draw you a picture? Huh? Do I have to
I walk right in, and I do go to the ladies' room, obviously. I walk right to my stall, close that door, do what I have to do. I get out. I don't even check out to check my makeup. I just get out of there. I am not trying to get in trouble, embarrass anybody, get anybody confused, create a situation.
This is called the science of hydrodynamic wave functions. And this is what Alan Holt and I worked on at NASA, and it's worked, a lot of this was done out at Area 51, a machine down in Laguna Beach that would duplicate this Wilson cloud chamber effect that we talked about at the beginning of the show, with the difference being that we would be the bombarded particle within the cloud chamber.
Allerdings nicht ohne immer wieder zu warnen. Ich habe in letzter Zeit nun diese Warnungen verstärkt. Ich habe der polnischen Botschafter mitteilen lassen, vor nun schon über 3 Wochen, dass wenn Polen noch weitere ultimative Noten an Danzig schicken würde, dass wenn es weitere Unterdrückungsmaßnahmen gegen das dortige Deutschtum vornehmen würde, oder wenn Polen versuchen sollte, auf dem Weg zollpolitischer Maßnahmen Danzig wirtschaftlich zu vernichten, dass dann Deutschland nicht mehr länger untätig zusehen könnte.
Dancing to it. How do people in Guyana dance to it?
Well, we start when we're young. It's a traditional dance, like a little footwork, a little bit like capoeira. A lot of movements, breaking. Kaseko means broken body in Creole.
moves like a fish, steers like a cow.
No kidding.
No. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That one there.
Hey. Now that is really bad for the eyes.
It is so black, you can hardly even make out its shape. Light just falls into it.
And feel this surface.
Yeah. Hey, you
can't. See? It's just totally frictionless. Oh, this must be one mother of a mover. I bet even the cigar light is on photon drive. Well, what do you reckon, Ford?
What? You mean stroll off with it? Do you think we should?
No. Let's do it.
Okay.
We better shift soon. In a few seconds, the universe will end and all the Captain Creeps will be pouring down here to find their Borgemobiles.
Zaphod.
Yeah?
How do we get into it?
Just don't spoil a beautiful idea, will you, Ford?
Perhaps the robot can figure something out.
Yeah. Hey, Marvin, come on over. We've got a job for you.
I won't enjoy it.
Oh, yes, you will. There's a whole new life stretching out in front of
you. Oh, not another one.
Will you shut up and listen? This time there's going to be excitement and adventure and really wild things.
Sounds awful.
Marvin, all I'm trying to say...
I suppose you want me to open this spaceship
Marvin,
for you.
Marvin, just listen, will you? What?
I suppose you want me to open this spaceship for you.
That'd be...
Well, I wish you'd just tell me rather than trying to engage my enthusiasm because I haven't got one.
How'd you do that, Marvin?
Didn't I tell you I've got a brain the size of a planet? No one ever listens to me, of course.
Shut up, Marvin.
See what I mean?
Hey, Zaphod, look at this. Look at the interior of this ship.
Hey, weird.
I mean, it's black. Everything in it is just totally black.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. The skies begin to boil. Nature collapses into the screaming void. In 5 seconds' time, the universe itself will be at an end. See, friends, see where the light of infinity bursts in upon us. What's happening here? Who's this? I don't believe it.
A big hand, please, for the great prophets are quiet.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, I'm a bit late. Had a terrible time. All sorts of things cropping up at the last moment. And how are we for time?
What you're trying to say is that you can't control it.
I'm not trying to say that. The whole bloody ship is.
It's the wild color scheme that freaks me. I mean, when you try and operate one of these weird black controls which are labeled in black on a black background, a small black light lights up black to let you know you've done it. What is this? Some kind of intergalactic hyperhearse?
Well, perhaps it is.
Isn't there any way you can control it? You're making me feel spacesick.
Time sick. We're plummeting backwards through time.
Oh, God. Now I think I really am going to be ill.
Go ahead. We could do with a little color around the place.
Oh, for God's sake, Zaphod. Go easy, will you? Already today we've had to sit through the end of the universe, and before that we were blasted 576,000 years through time by an exploding computer.
It's all right for you. I have to go the long way around.
How did that happen anyway? How does an exploding computer push you through time?
Very simple. It wasn't a computer. It was a hyperspatial field generator.
Silly. I should have recognized it at once.
As it overheated, it blew a hole through the space-time continuum, and you dropped through like a stone through a wet paper bag. I hate wet paper bags.
So you kind of break your body through the beat, through the rhythm. Break your pop body and, part. You know, it's a mixture of a social dance and footwork. When you get out of my teacher, Sara Petronio, in Paris, because she was the first woman to me that was using real jazz. as a route of dancing. And that was different from other dancers that I've seen. Because most of the time they would dance on ragtime or swing, classical jazz. Yes. And she was using bebop music. And that was different. That was real different. So at school, in the class, we had Charlie Parker, Mingus, Miles Davis. So it was very, very different. It was a different level. Because the class was, in the essence, based on improvisation.
Yes.
And I think that was that drive towards life, which had seemed so admirable before, now became disgusting and repellent to a lot of people. And I think he wanted to kill himself, but I think that had he really wanted to kill himself, he would have found a way. He was a very smart man who knew how to do that. But I think that he told himself he wanted to kill himself. And this is conjecture on my part, obviously, but I think yes, he did want to kill himself, but I think that he also didn't want to kill himself.
ZBC, straight out of the heart of Newton. .3 FM.org on the net. Broadcast under the auspices of the new economic system that will be here soon, in which case you get free plus geometrically arrived at in the dream state. Currently, it's only free, but you have a marker. We'll pay you later when we catch up with the third wave of change. Always out ahead of the first, fifth, seventh, and totally subsumed by the invisible eighth. A note missing from Western European-centered and African-supported modern music. Since World War II, we need the feminine intake at all times to sustain life, even if it's defamed, misunderstood, or anonymous. Go figure. until the decision is brought into dimension. Apparently that decision was already made, secured, affirmed, and willed. Fabric is secure. Over. Just waiting for the bus to arrive, as it were. Ship to come in. Communication to be confirmed. Over. Just rest easy. You can remain totally, absolutely, impishly, absolutely insane as you are. Just try to remain a little calm. Your survival is assured, even if it doesn't look like it. Perceptions being what they are under insanity conditions. Position is known. Get ready to fly.
And the third component. A oneness, once again, of the wholeness of possibility before it's possible, and the unending expression of potential. Cosmic memory, to access this, the initial source of all magic, to turn what is the source of all magic into a resource for the working of your magic. You don't have to understand cosmic memory. You can't. But you can access it, and in accessing it, you can activate it. And in activating it, you can receive from it, and you can renew, restore, and lift your magic and all that attends it to new levels. The foundation for access, the fundamental way of accessing, goes as this. First of all, you enter what we say, you enter the face of oneness with which you have greatest rapport. The face of oneness, the aspect of oneness with which you have the greatest rapport. Oneness, as we talked of it during 90 and Nayon de Nayon, the year of oneness, has several different faces. One is unity. That is a way to access, to come into oneness, to be at one with another through the unity that you share. Another way is through the uniqueness. Another through the excellence. Another way of accessing the oneness is through the aspects of difference, discovering the denominators that are the same, but through the difference between what is different and the same. Another gateway to oneness, another way of connecting, to feel that sense of being at one, is through individuality. Another through harmony. And the last we mentioned is through accord, or through connection of the heart. You can feel at one with a person. You can feel at one with a thing because of the uniqueness or because of the accord. Because of the unity or because of the accord. Because of the uniqueness now and the harmony that emerges. Because of the excellence, though different from each other, the excellence and the individuality. Because of the difference through which we can find that connection, that oneness. Which of these faces do you most easily relate to? Which of these faces allows you the most elegant or the greatest ease in approaching oneness? So one enters this, one goes into an altered state and experiences a sense of unity or accord or uniqueness or harmony, etc. Entering through that gateway, entering into that, that is the easiest access to a sense, to an experience, to a feeling of oneness. The second step in this journey, this foundational journey, is to engage the spirit of nature. To engage, whether it's the gnome and the earth and that energy, gravitational, of the life force itself, or through that of salamander, or through that of sylph, or that of andrium, to connect with a particular spirit of nature, a particular nature spirit, a particular element, with its force, with its energy. Something you have done many times as magician. But the second step, to seek, to touch, to enter, to find and enter that which is cosmic memory, because you can't see it, you see. It's not located 3 blocks down this way and then 2 miles along that roadway. You don't look for the big waterfall and turn left, you see. It's not there. It's not even in a sense that one goes into, well, I'll go into the underworld, or I'll go into the imaginal realm, or I'll go to the causal plane and, you know, it's 3 clicks this way and 2 that. It's not that way. It's non-local. It's wherever you work with the observing and measuring devices to collapse it into the locality. And the way you collapse it, the way the measuring, observing devices you use are found by first entering a face of oneness which you have great rapport, or easiest rapport. Terminated.